Belgium.
Morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, December 15th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Just a few days left, 10 days to Christmas and a few more days than that left in the year. It's been a very strange year, to be sure. I still remember Actually, yeah, speaking of remembering, I think we should play this. I still remember this, actually. I remember a lot of things that happened at the beginning of the year, and holy cow, we forget so easily. I remember, for example, the moment that we got the Imperial College London model, which was totally bogus, by the way, and that should have had people really pausing and saying, "What's going on here?" And you had, you know, all of these news outlets and late night shows and other platforms like TED giving Bill Gates airtime. Bill Gates is not a doctor or an epidemiologist or a virologist. He's a college dropout. I mean, would that be strange if... Why is he everywhere? Suddenly this cult hero like Fauci, who... You know, his qualifications should be scrutinized as well. Some folks have asked some questions about Dr. Fauci's background and how it was that he was catapulted to NIAID leadership so quickly before, for example, he could have finished his 3 years of residency. Not possible. If you go back and look at his CV. Interesting. But, you know, regardless, he is one of those administrative types, like we've heard in the last couple rounds of the Senate Homeland Security hearings, Homeland Security Committee hearings, that is. And, you know, heard about Dr. Ajit Jha, for example, administrative type who ironically writes hit pieces about his fellow colleagues, only to whine in the congressional testimony about how they are sort of besmirching him, and he, you know, he extends a certain amount of peer respect to them, and he wishes that they would extend the same to him. Well, he was the one who wrote the hit piece calling them snake oil salesmen. Only to discover when confronted point blank by Senator Ron Johnson that Ajit Jha has not treated a single COVID patient. He's one of those administrative types. And so that's what happens. You become a technocrat. And as I always say, technocrats are not concerned with people. They're bean counters and everything becomes a bean. You and I are beans to the administrative types. So, you know, however it happened, it happened. And it's ironic that, you know, you'll hear that the care of each patient is different and unique. However, everyone is being treated like a bean right now. And none of it makes any sense. Oh, but there's a vaccine. And I think it's, you know, and you see the little red wave on CNN this morning, for example. I don't even know why they, well, I do know, but it's insanity is waking up every day hoping to see something different, hoping to see the truth put out by some of these organizations, at least en masse, instead of agitprop and, you know, all of the other Marxist provocateurism that they put out. But, you know, they have that big red wave. The numbers are climbing. Yeah, well, if we still have people who have this thing, the numbers will always be climbing. So it's kind of ridiculous. it's very misleading. Anyway, I remember lots of things. I remember, I remember this, for example. Remember when Dr. Fauci said this? Go ahead, please.
It's not only safety when you inject somebody and they get maybe an idiosyncratic reaction, they get a little allergic reaction, they get pain. There's safety associated. Does the vaccine make you worse? And there are diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection. You can get a good feel for that in animal models. So that's going to be interspersed at the same time that we're testing. We're going to try and make sure we don't have enhancement. So the worst possible thing you could do is vaccinate somebody to prevent infection and actually make them worse.
There you go. Remember that? You can get a good feel for that with animal models. So, you know, we'll intersperse some of those in there. They're going to be interspersed. But we had already begun human trials, phase one. That was March 26th. There were human trials. I think they started March 17th, I want to say, in Seattle. It was just amazing. You know, I'm still curious how everybody knew. Remember when the CEPI tweeted in January that they had issued a grant? I mean, there were several tweets, but let's see. How about this one? This was January 23rd. Given the rapid global spread, really? There were fewer than 1,000 cases worldwide at that point, given the rapid global spread of the nCoV-2019 virus. You mean the one that your fellow colleagues at Event 20... Oh, no, a different nCoV, sorry. nCoV-2019 virus. The world needs to act quickly and in unity to tackle this disease. We're funding three programs. They were already funding three programs on January 23rd. Tweeted about it. I remember that. Fewer than 1,000 cases. But they were talking about, CEPI was talking about rapid global spread. Interesting. Very interesting. Lots going on, though. Lots going on. I remember these things. There's a lot we could talk about that really sort of told us what was coming. And I think the reason that the Electoral College met without too much fanfare, or, you know, the votes were cast by the Electoral College without too much fanfare yesterday is because, if I had to guess, I would say the folks who are pulling the levers behind the scenes, the wizard behind the curtain, can see from, you know, through social media that there isn't too much resistance to this stuff. Most people are going to be crushed under the weight of social pressure. And so, you know, it's better to have the social pressure than the troops in the streets, because you don't want to, you know, the military in the streets brings the veil completely off. You just want the threat of it. So, you know, you say the military is going to be used to help distribute the vaccine, even though Erna said the end zone for distribution is shots in arms. That doesn't sound like distribution to me. Speaking of administration, so I don't know. We'll see how that goes. It appears that the endorsement of the Biden ticket, the Biden-Harris ticket, is official, and that is terrifying. You know, let's see. No, Joe Biden's nephew doesn't own Dominion Voting Systems, Snopes says. Snopes is busy today. But Yes, the Biden family is entirely corrupt. So, I mean, there is that. I talked about some of that yesterday. I'm just astonished, you know, really. And you start talking to people. I mean, it's interesting. There have been a number of news pieces. We've sort of talked about this in the last month or so. I think a lot of people have buyer's remorse. But, you know, the people are going to get what they deserve, I guess. If we're vicious and corrupt and we're too lazy and apathetic to do any kind of research to realize that Joe Biden has always been a corrupt sycophant to power, a lying, good grief, man. Misogynistic doesn't even begin to describe the guy who wants to sniff everybody all the time. Very, very, very not okay. Yeah, but that's not, doesn't speak to his politics, no, but it speaks to his character, I think. And above all, the most recent example that is a contemporary example that does speak to his character is that Council on Foreign Relations conversation about, you know, I mean, first of all, again, Council on Foreign Relations used to be considered an anti-American organization. And so, I mean, that's where you start, I think. And so, you know, people in positions of government used to try to pretend they're not associated with the Council on Foreign Relations. Michelle Obama was a member and apparently, you know, like everybody does, resigned her position as when she was first lady. Joe Biden's there in January of 2018. Hanging out with Michael Carpenter and Richard N. Haass, the president of the CFR himself, and bragging. He's at this anti-American organization, hanging out, palling, and bragging about extorting a foreign government. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. You can even find it on CFR still. For how long, who knows, and I'll get to that in a second. A conversation with former Vice President Joe Biden and Michael Carpenter is the title of the post. And he tells the whole story. You can read about it. I went over to, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kiev. I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. I'd gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor. Why? I explained that yesterday. There's a protection racket that they're running in. It's kind of a network, from what I understand, in my limited understanding. Whether it's the Chinese energy company or Burisma, it's this network that are all sort of linked to former Soviet bloc countries. And so, you know, it's a protection racket. I'll explain more when we come back. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back.
You're by the
yeah, I just let that play. That's good stuff. So try how to let Joe Biden speak for himself. So do we have that ready? Can we do that? Now we'll wait. Wait on that. So, Joe Biden, CFR, 2018, January. And my favorite two articles, The Federalist, Ariel Davidson, September 24, 2019, watch Biden brag about bribing Ukraine to fire the prosecutor investigating his son's company. That's a good article. And also my... That's number two. Number one favorite, Alexander Markovsky's article, How to Understand Joe Biden's Ukrainian Connection. So here's Joe. Oh. Weird. Here's not Joe. Maybe we can get that working. You know, he's bragging about this protection racket that they're running. And oh, yeah. Okay, so are we ready? Can we do that? I guess we have time, right?
Going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, right, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was going supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
So there you go. Joe Biden, in his own words. And he's there at the Council on Foreign Relations talking about this, saying, and right before that he says, you know, so he's asked to tell this story, and Richard N. Haas asked, you know, before I call, I just want to put one other issue on the floor before I get to another question or two, which is Ukraine. The administration, unlike the administration you worked in, decided to provide limited defense articles to Ukraine. Do you think that was a wise decision? And more broadly, do you see any hope? I think it was, it says scope, but do you see any hope for any sort of deal on Eastern Ukraine? So Joe Biden is answering that question. And along the way, he says, you know, I'm desperately concerned about the backsliding on the part of Kyiv in terms of corruption, which is ironic because this is a protection racket that he is spearheading. And as Alexander Markovsky points out in his article, as I've mentioned several times, Joe Biden's shenanigans in Ukraine need to be understood in the context of the business and political culture of Ukraine and former Soviet bloc. We must not be naive, Markovsky writes. The Ukrainian company Burisma Holding Limited did not hire a druggie like Hunter Biden, the son of the vice president of the United States, Joe Biden, for his expertise or business acumen. It did not hire obscure Devin Archer, a managing partner of Rosemont Seneca Partners, a $2.4 billion private equity firm co-owned by the stepson of John Kerry, Christopher Hines, for his administrative genius either. Burisma expected it was hiring the principals, Biden and Kerry. Hunter Biden and Devin Archer were just bagmen. And then he goes on to explain this thing called roof, which translates to English, you know, from the Russian term, which means patronage and protection in exchange for an agreed monthly payment. It's a protection racket to protect this money laundering scheme that they have going on. And so, you know, this is Joe Biden bragging about that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those trees are glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day your Christmas is me white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Your Christmas is the
world.
Welcome back. I wonder if it's weird, you know, for us talking about this strange stuff with that kind of music playing and as a backdrop. Hopefully not. So, you know, I think a lot of people have buyer's remorse, you know, whether it's Burisma, Ukraine, or it's CEFC, China Energy. There is, I think there are several more where these came from. These, you know, this protection racket. And, you know, so whether it's that or, you know, then there were the other stories. This Breitbart story, for example, collusion. Russians gave $35 million to company with John Podesta on board. So, you know, whether it's Biden and Kerry or Clinton and Podesta or, you know, the Clinton Foundation or, you know, whomever, whenever these people show up, there's corruption, there is extortion. Somebody seems to invariably have an accident or something. Things disappear. People are upset. You know, stuff gets broken. Well, you know, I just didn't want anyone to hack my BlackBerry. So we got an 8-pound sledge and we just started to smash devices because that's what people do. But it had nothing to do with the investigation. Why did you have an email server in your basement? Madam Secretary, what was that all about? And what was going on in your shed that suddenly had a fire, like an explosion and a fire, I think is what happened. What's going on there? That's not normal kind of stuff. Maybe, you know, her witch's incantations got away and who knows. Anyway, corruption. And so I think a number of people, if they don't have buyer's remorse now, they certainly will soon. Soon enough. Okay, lots of strange stuff happening. Let's continue on. Michigan, what the heck is going on in Michigan? You know, just weird stuff. GOP State Representative Gary Eisen, you know, following Cynthia Johnson's lead, stripped of his panels after the, you know, threat to Biden electors. It's all weird. You know, that seems contrived as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the weird electoral stuff, Congressman Paul Mitchell's was it the lead with Jake Tapper? He has this long conversation. It was ridiculous. And on Twitter, today I am disaffiliating from the Republican Party. See my letter below. Real professional, real statesmanlike. What a crud. I can't believe it. What is going on in Michigan? And like I said, you know, Michigan doesn't make cars anymore, right? Oh yeah, that's right. Pfizer is making vaccines in Michigan, right? Which is why it's no surprise that we heard Senator Gary Peters saying, I don't know, something about, you know, what he was talking about in the Senate Homeland Committee hearings last month. You know, he sounded, I don't know, like he was talking about something happening on another planet. And the doctors were upset, you know. Dr. Peter McCullough, a few of the other doctors kind of spoke to that. In fact, I wonder if we should play that, or if we can. And I went through the list recently. I wonder if I should go through that list again. You know, when you listen to Gary Peters talk, you think, gosh, what is he talking about? At least I know I did. What are you talking about, Senator? Because what you're saying doesn't make any sense. It sounds like it has no connection to reality. What are you talking about? And so it turns out, I think what he's talking about is, you know, buttressing the narrative that makes sure that everyone is sort of cowed into supporting this vaccine initiative. And that's unfortunate. There we go. This one. Did I wreck that? I think I did. Oh, well. Enough. Let's see. Yeah. So, and I talked about all the schools. That have contributed, you know, Michigan school, sure, but why is University of California, Harvard, Stanford, New York University, Columbia University, why are these schools contributing to Gary Peters' campaign? $4 million. Actually, the total from the out-of-state schools is only almost $40,000. So that, you know, that's a drop in the bucket. But total contributions, over $4 million from, I don't know, some of these, I went through this before, maybe some of these companies sound familiar, Alphabet, Goldman Sachs, Henry Ford Health System, who admitted, let's see, what do I have? Henry Ford Health System. What did I just see? Was I just reminded of yesterday? Folks who are vindicated. I realize I'm jumping all over the place. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Zelenko, vindicated after hydroxychloroquine proven effective, calls naysayers mass murderers. That was Israel 365 News after he, you know, was excommunicated. He's the guy who said masks don't stop coronavirus and the lies. Dr. Zelenko was one of the first courageous, outspoken folks. It's interesting, you know, speaking of this drug cartel, you can imagine. It's a powerful thing. You know, somebody would say, look, man, we're about to make a trillion-dollar racket, you know, which is why I read Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's words yesterday when she said it's not just the vaccines. It's that the vaccines make this whole racket possible because you permanently injure people, and then they are on the combine, the drug cartel combine for life. That's how it works. So here's a new opportunity to trap, you know, all 7 or 8 billion people worldwide in this combine. These people should all go away. Bill Gates should not be given any airtime anymore. He has no business speaking. Come on, America, seriously. The guy has a vested financial interest. He's invested everywhere you look. He's the guy who told you at the 2019 World Economic Forum in Davos that vaccines are obscenely profitable. Bill Gates and the return on investment of vaccinations. Bill Gates, where's the other one? Bill Gates turns $10 billion into $200 billion worth of economic benefit. He's the guy who said, investing in global health organizations aimed at increasing, putting $10 billion into the S&P 500 would have grown only to $17 billion. But we got $200 billion out of this. We feel there's been a 20-to-1 return, $200 billion over those 20 years. Those 20 or so years. Bill Gates told CNBC's Becky Quick on Squawk Box from the World Economic Forum in Davos, helping young children live, get the right nutrition, contribute to their, except for, the clip that we played yesterday, again, Grace Macklin, World Health Organization representative saying, what happened was the vaccine response to the polio outbreak actually seeded 28 of 41 additional outbreaks. So the vast majority of these outbreaks that occurred were because of the response that guys like Bill Gates helped along. So, on vaccines, Gates also had a message for parents who fear side effects as a reason not to get their kids their shots. It's a wild thing. Just because you get misinformation thinking you're protecting your kid, you're actually putting your kid at risk as well as the other kids around them. What does he even mean by that? That's a misleading statement. But, then Bill Gates also likes to play number games, right? A guide to number games. His own blog post. Back in 2015, the same time, the same week that he gave that infamous 2015 TED Talk, "We're not ready." You predicted this would happen. Why do they always refer to that 2015 talk? I think it's because, this is when he was playing number games, or he was boasting about playing number games. It's like this, like to do that. They get off on doing it. Psychopaths. "Look, I can tell you that I'm committing this crime against humanity, and you still don't get it." Duper's delight. So anyway, Gary Peters, the reason that he seems so fully on board with the Big Pharma initiative is because he's bought and paid for. I mean, you got all the energy companies, you got big tech, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, IBM. You got the money powers, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Blackstone, et cetera, et cetera. Ford and GM, I guess, what's left of Motor City. You got all those guys, but what was the... I apologize for jumping around. Henry Ford Healthcare System. Yeah, it was. Dr. Zelenko vindicated after hydroxychloroquine proven effective. That's the one. So from that, even the folks that are, let's see, what did they most recently? $93,000 to Gary Peters' campaign. But even Dr. Marcus Zervos, division head of infectious disease for Henry Ford Health System, told a news conference, our results do differ from some other studies. What we think was important in ours is that patients were treated early. For hydroxychloroquine to have a benefit, it needs to begin before the patients begin to suffer some of the severe immune reactions that patients can have with COVID. Well, that's an established fact. Nobody's disputing that. It's important to note that in the right settings, this potentially could be a lifesaver for patients, Dr. Stephen Kalkanis, CEO of the Henry Ford Medical Group, said at the news conference. Why isn't that getting any traction? Why do folks like Dr. Vladimir Zelenko still languish in obscurity after, being courageous enough to come out and say what he said in that interview with Rudy Giuliani earlier this year? I think that was March. And, he talked to Hannity and I think Laura Ingraham. And then all of a sudden there were the hit pieces in New York Times by May. What was it? There was a moment in April, and then the media heard, oh yeah, we, you know, Big Pharma says we have to crush this. We can't have hydroxychloroquine be a thing. So Donald Trump talks about it, and then it becomes a political weapon. And, you know, now this article in July that no one's ever heard of, Dr. Zelenko, vindicated after hydroxychloroquine proven effective, calls naysayers mass murderers. And there are people who say, you know, what was that tweet that I saw yesterday? Vaccine is here, but it's too late for 300,000 Americans. Well, if people would have listened to Zelenko and Didier Roualt and McCullough and all these other guys, who knows? 100% success rate. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Welcome back.
They know that's sad.
Crazy stuff. All right, so let's wrap this up. Gary Peters. Some of these names sound familiar. This might be why he's saying strange things during Senate hearings. Alphabet, Goldman Sachs, Henry Ford Health System, Microsoft, even though the Henry Ford Health System executives admit hydroxychloroquine is proven effective. Microsoft, state of Michigan. Why is the state of Michigan contributing almost $100,000 to Senator Gary Peters donating? Blackstone Group, Walt Disney, Blue Cross Blue Shield, CMS Energy, DTE Energy, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, IBM, JP Morgan Chase, U.S. government. Why is the U.S. government contributing $40,000 to Gary Peters' campaign? Visa, Harvard, Bain Capital, AT&T, Raytheon, Ernst & Young, Bank of America, Oracle, Wells Fargo, BlackRock, Roche Holdings, Boeing, Morgan Stanley, Verizon. These names sound kind of familiar. And like I said, you know, I mentioned the top 100 donors to Senator Peters' campaign. When was that? Last week? Within the last couple of weeks. Totaling more than $4 million. So, I guess, you know, I'm not surprised to hear Senator Peters say strange things in Congress. Lots of other stuff going on. The Googles and YouTubes were down for a bit yesterday. My first thought was, purge! Guess what? My suspicion appears to be correct. Shocking. I'm sure you probably thought the same thing. The latest most significant casualty of the ongoing real-time purge that I noticed was James Perloff's invaluable presentation, The Shadows of Power, Council on Foreign Relations. I don't know when it disappeared, but it's gone. The whole playlist, which is a shame. And not surprising. Frankly, I'm surprised it lasted that long. But, you know, that was the talk where he went through, basically it was kind of the detailed version of Patrick Claussen's infamous soundbite, you know, on this is how war works. James Perloff went through the details of, you know, things like the bombing of the Lusitania, the cables back and forth between Gray and House, for example. And how it was entirely a put-up job, and how each conflict is just that. You know, it's just theater. And speaking of that, America, if you can't see, this is warfare, albeit irregular, unconventional, nonlinear, fourth generation, low intensity conflict. And perhaps you don't fog a mirror. Perhaps you're, I don't know, decked out. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.